To be able to start the week and set the tone for those who are watching live. Good morning. As you see, I have my necessary mug of coffee. So I am beginning the process of being fully caffeinated. Also, I want to just begin to thank you all for being a part. Whether you're watching here in Zoom or you're watching on Facebook, thank you so much for starting your week off with, I hope you have some coffee or tea or whatever you do to get going, and the Word of God. Before we get into just as we continue in the book of James, I want to give a couple of announcements. The first one is, did you know that 1 year ago today, I walked off the platform for the last time at King Middle School? And it's been a year since we have had to do the bulk of our preaching and ministry online. And so that was a very humbling thing to wake up to. But I do have good news. So just after we polled our church in January, we were at like a 20% looking forward to getting back in person ratio. Here recently, we moved up closer to 60%. So that means that the majority of the church is looking forward to being back together in person. As far as our leadership base, we have the first of what will be a few of our opportunities to pour back into our leaders coming up on this upcoming Sunday. So while we have online service going on, we'll be pouring back into our volunteers. That filled up in at least 2 days or a day and a half. And the number we set to fill up that opportunity was more than the amount of volunteers who back in January said they were willing to come back in person. So those are two signs that have let me know that, okay, we need to go ahead and make all the necessary plans to gather again. And so on Easter Sunday, we're going to do the first of what we endeavor to be as a church, hybrid ministry, where we will have an outdoor gathering at King on Easter Sunday, working out the time as we speak. And then we'll also have an online service as well at our same time, 10 a.m. And it's just our opportunity to be able to be who we know God has called us to be. We're not just meant for those who are in person, but wherever individuals are in the world, we want you to be a part of the Outlet community. So stay tuned to your text messages, your emails, correspondence that we'll be sending out. I do want to let you know that every time we've opened up something with a size limitation on it, it is filled up quickly. So for people who say, well, I'll get to it when I get to it, let me tell you about the Outlet community. They don't play. So if you see an email invitation, an RSVP link, and you're interested in coming out, make sure that you secure that. Well, if you have prayer requests, you can send them to 770-667-4899. Again, it's prayer at the Outlet community. And today, we want to talk about two areas that I believe negatively impact our ability to have a quality and a pure life of faith. And those two areas, the first one is being critical, and the second area is being cynical. So today we're gonna talk about making sure that we guard against being cynical and being critical. And so in James 1:26, it says, if you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself, and your religion is worthless. Verse 27, pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for orphans, number one, and widows in their distress, number two, and number three, refusing to let the world corrupt you. So again, we're talking about number one, being critical. And we see that in James chapter 1 and verse 26, where it says that if we truly claim to be as spiritual as we say that we are, the proof of that is going to be how we address people with our words. And so I want to challenge you this week to guard against having a critical spirit. If you've ever had the privilege or the joy of being a part of something special and to be able to build something, you understand all the things that it takes. I love when I get suggestions about, oh, I think we should do this. I think we should do that. I think we should do this. I think we should do that. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking about all it takes to get to what they're asking. And if you've ever been a part of building something, you understand that everything that you have, you are appreciative for. And so anyone who always criticizes what someone else is doing doesn't necessarily understand what it takes to build something to greatness. And so I want us to challenge ourselves that instead of criticizing and just being critical, always looking for what's wrong, always looking for what's not right, being quick to, and we're not talking about constructive criticism. We're just talking about there is nothing good. There is no optimistic approach. There is no positivity in heated moments, in relationships, on your job, and in your interactions in social media. You have a split second decision. Am I going to be the person that brings life to this situation, or am I going to be the person that continues to tear down and continue to break people down with my words? Let me tell you all right now, my experience in church, the people who are often known to be the most religious have the worst mouths. And so let us turn that narrative around. You already know you're going to be challenged in this area as soon as this call is over. So remember, we talked about this. Prove your religion or prove your relationship with God and how you operate with your words and with your mouth. And in a couple of weeks, we'll be back because James has a lot to say about this tongue that's inside of our mouths here. Verse 27, it says that pure and genuine religion in the sight of God, our Father, means caring for orphans and widows in distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. And so now this deals with the area of cynicism. And so we have to guard our heart from getting to a place where, you know, when we see, just children who are abandoned or just the plight of those who just don't have the a nuclear family or a semblance of the nuclear family that we are used to. Sometimes our mind will go to, well, you know, that's just kind of how things are. This is just kind of the way things will be. When you see people in distress, and it speaks to widows here, but it's anyone who's in distress. I love what Brene Brown says. She says, when you see someone in distress, run towards distress. Don't run away from distress. So sometimes, you know, people find themselves in situations and you may not know what to say and what to do. And so the natural propensity is to kind of see how things are going to work out. But what the word is teaching us is let's run toward. Let's just say, hey, I might not know everything to do, but what can I do in this moment? What do you need for me to be? And then finally, refuse to let the world. The word world there, cosmos, means culture. Guard against the degradation that is associated with cultural things that we're in. It's a fight to keep your heart right. It's a fight to keep your heart pure. Especially when you help, you love, you serve, and sometimes that can be taken advantage of. But I want you to remember this. If you've ever done anything good for someone, I want you to ask yourself, why did you do that good for someone? Was it for them to properly appreciate you, or did you genuinely want to help them? If you wanted them to properly appreciate you, then that means that when you helped them, it was a form of manipulation to get something that you needed out of the deal. But if you helped that individual because you genuinely wanted to help their life, then once you've done your part, that's all that was associated to it. Now, it doesn't feel good when people that you help and that you love and that you look out for turn around and use that to attempt to hurt you or manipulate you or say nasty, things about you. I mean, no one likes to be betrayed, especially when they've done a lot for someone. But what will help keep your heart pure is understanding that the good that you do, and of course we have to set boundaries, the good that you do is so that you can impact and change the life of someone else. And when that's done, then you move on. I don't want to go too deep into this, but, you know, being in ministry now full time since 05, so that makes this year 16 years. You know, I've seen a couple of things throughout my time in ministry, and what tends to happen to people who have been in ministry even longer than I am, they tend to get jaded. They tend to just look at everybody with the side eye. And we just made a decision that we don't walk around saying that we don't trust people. Our household, our family, our leadership style says we trust everyone. People just show us how much we can trust them with. And so if you walk around already saying that you're going to hurt me, well, then you're going to end up having a self-fulfilling prophecy. But if you go around saying, hey, I'm here to serve, so Lord, show me what to do. And Father, as I sow or do or bless, I'm doing this for the kingdom's sake. And whatever comes from it, Father, all glory belongs to you. And so based on how people respond down the road, that's neither here nor there, but you did your part. And that's all that matters. So I just wanted to share that today to help you guard against being critical and guard against being cynical. Let's guard against these two areas this week. So let's go before the Lord in prayer and let's have a great day. Just the prayer requests that have come in, on the job front, there are those in our community looking for just solid employment. Of course, we have those who are in need of healing. So we're going to lift them up. And of course, any prayer requests that you send in, when you send in, my team will make sure that I get the prayer request. And so not only is the team praying over you, but Ash and I will be praying with and for you as well. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this week. You've given us this opportunity to Matthew 6:33 to seek you first in all that we do. So that's exactly what we are going to do. We seek you. We seek your wisdom. We seek your way. This week, Lord, I'm asking for divine guidance for every person who is under the sound of my voice, whether they're watching right now or whether they're listening. Lord, I'm just saying that you're going to show them yourself this week. But most importantly, may we be led by your peace that passes all understanding. So lead us in all of our interactions, lead us in all of our ways, help us to be transformed by the word in which we've heard. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for members of our community, members who are watching, individuals who are watching, Lord, who are just in need of employment, Lord, need of the right opportunity and the right job. Lord, you'll orchestrate their steps, cause them to connect with the right person at the right place and at the right time for the right opportunity, Lord. We lift up any person who's dealing with any symptom of sickness and disease in their body, for you sent your word and you've healed all their diseases, Lord. So we just commit to you our day. We commit to you our week. Father, help us to grow not only as a community, but more importantly, as the family of God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you all so much for being a part of Set the Tone, especially on the day after daylight savings time. I don't know if it begins or ends or whatever that means. We lost an hour, and that's all that matters. So God bless. Have a great week, you all.